Simon's running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you do. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go.
Hi, welcome to Get You Fit Radio. My name's Irene Cook and I'm your host, and I am going to talk about fat today. Now, the word fat itself is kind of a scary word, and it means all sorts of different things. I don't like to use it unless I am talking about the macronutrient, fat. And there's a lot of facts about fat that have been misunderstood over the years. When it comes to dietary fat, what matters most is the type of fat that you eat. Contrary to past advice, to eat a low-fat diet, which unfortunately contributed to the overconsumption of sugar and refined carbohydrates, newer research suggests that certain types of fat are very beneficial and actually very necessary for our health. But although we've theoretically left the low-fat era behind, it appears that many Americans have yet to fully shake off this fat phobia. Now, as somebody that creates diets and writes diets for people, works with people hand-in-hand and individually, I can tell you, aside from the carb phobic society, we have the fat phobic society. And it's interesting to me because if we are afraid of carbs and we are afraid of fat, I question why are we such an overweight society? We are so afraid to touch these two things in our diets, but yet our scales keep escalating higher and higher. Low fat, reduced fat, no fat. These labels are all over the grocery stores, and they're playing into our fears that eating fat is bad for us. When did we become so afraid of fat? And is this fear justified? So, a couple things I want to point out. When we think of fat, we think of body fat. And we have this image from seventh grade health class of the big blob of body fat. Or we think of fat as we cut it off of steak when we bring it home from the grocery store, or chicken fat or pork that we're not going to actually use. Lard. These are fats that we aren't going to actually consume. It's something that we think of on our body when we're overweight. This is not the type of fat that we look at as being a good fat. However, we do need fat to live. There's no getting around this fact. It is our main source of energy. And if you think about it, a gram of fat is something that we need in order to survive. 9 per gram compared to 4 per gram for protein and for carbohydrate. It's also needed in many functions within our body, such as helping your impulses travel rapidly through your nerves and all the other main functions of your body. But back in the 1950s, this is when the war became brewing. It was between fats and sugars. And this is way before many of us can even recall. There were billions upon billions of consumer dollars spent in this industry, and finally the war was won. Sugar came out on top, and fat became the villain. Fat became the villain in causing the war on high cholesterol, heart disease, and early death. However, sugar was our savior. Now, keep in mind, this was back in the 50s before we know what we knew now. As a result, high-fat foods were replaced with sugar. And the market was bombarded with commercials telling people that fat was the bad guy. And so this is kind of where this all began. And now let's skipping forward to the 1990s, where many of you may remember when that low-fat era began. The fad diets were in town. Sugar increased a lot. And I remember myself, Snackwells, those yummy cookies that were loaded in sugar but had no fat. And it was advertised that you can eat as many as you want and it would not cause you to gain weight. But guess what? Obesity levels climbed. Diabetes levels climbed, not only in the United States, but in all countries. So since then, we've learned how bad sugar is for us. But yet, people are still afraid of fat. And the contrary, we've also developed sugar addictions, which are really, really, really hard to find. So in recent years, the tactics of reducing sugar and adding fat have been incorporated. However, people are still deathly afraid of eating fats. So let's talk about fats. And until you really understand the facts behind fats, it's hard to comprehend. Members that join my program right away are told there are essential fats and there are non-essential fats. And that is how I label them. You can call them good fats and bad fats. But regardless, I call them essential, which are the good ones, and non-essential, which are technically the bad ones. I don't like to call them bad because you're allowed to have them. You should be able to enjoy them within moderation. And the word bad, to me, puts you in a category of thinking that you can't have it. It causes a mindset of restriction, and restriction leads to thinking no, and no tends to bring you into the zone of elimination. Anytime we eliminate anything, we eliminate it typically for a few weeks, and then that leads us into overindulging. So we don't want to do that. All right, so fat is a type of nutrient, and fat also contains cholesterol. So first off, people get so confused. You go to the doctor, you get your cholesterol read, you are given all these crazy numbers. There's HDL, and then there's LDL. Most people have no clue what the difference is, although you do know that one of them is a good fat, and one of them is the not so good fat, right? Most Americans don't know which is which. They depend on their medical professional for guidance. So as a former fifth grade teacher, here comes your little lesson. Ready? HDL is the good fat, and this is how you remember it. H is happy. H for happy. Okay, so now you're going to remember this. I'm burning this into your brain. LDL is the lousy fat. L is for lousy. See how you're going to know this now forever, okay? So the key is to keep the LDL levels low for L and the HDL levels high for H. See how easy that is? All right, and so if you do this, it's going to help protect you against heart attack, disease, and stroke. Controversially, if you have high levels of LDL, you will end up with possible clogged arteries and increased chances of cardiovascular diseases. So this is very simply said. Because the higher levels of lousy fat, LDL, could clog your arteries. This is very simply said. Bad cholesterol, non-essential fats will clog your arteries. So the bad fats, the ones that you don't want, coagulate. Those will clog your arteries. Think of your arteries as pipes. If you take your fats, let's list them all. The ones that coagulate, the ones that will turn firm and harden in the refrigerator will clog your arteries. Those are the ones you want to stay away from. The ones that don't firm up in the refrigerator that stay loose, that will run through those arteries, that will run through those pipes. Those are the good ones. Those will not clog your arteries. Do you see how that works? So we want to stay away from anything that's going to create a buildup in those arteries. So let me list a few. These are the essential fats. These are the ones that will not clog your arteries. These are the ones that are going to give you energy. These are the ones that are going to produce a lower cholesterol. They are going to help you with weight loss. They're going to sustain hunger, and they're going to actually make you feel better. All of your olive oils, think about that. You could put olive oil in the refrigerator. It will not coagulate. Any of your hemp seed oil, grape seed oil, all of those seed oils will not coagulate. To go along with that, the solid form of those oils that those oils come from are essential also. So you have your olives, you have your hemp seeds, you have your flax seeds. Any seed or nut is an essential fat. So that puts us into the whole category of nuts. Your peanuts, your walnuts, your macadamia nuts, any nut at all is considered a essential fat. These are all good fats. Anything, again, that will not coagulate. Now let's talk about things that do coagulate. Butter, lard, animal fat, all these things in solid form will thicken and coagulate. These are the ones you want to stay away from. These are the trans fats. They will do the same thing in a cup, in a mason jar, in the refrigerator, as they will in your arteries. And that is why you want to stay away from them. The trans fats, the polysaturated fats, the non-essential fats are the ones that you want to stay away from. These are the ones that are not going to help you lose weight. These are the ones that are not going to help you sustain hunger. And also, they are not going to help you with energy. So we have our two lists of fats. So to be clear, good fats versus bad fats. Since fat is such an important part of the healthy diet, rather than opting for a low-fat diet, it is more important to focus on eating the more beneficial things, such as the good fats, and eliminating the harmful things, such as the non-essential or bad fats. So let's be clear on this. If you're making a sandwich, and you are going to opt to put no fat on the sandwich, because again, back in the 80s and 90s, that's what we did. We went with the no fat, thinking that we just couldn't have it. I'm going to take my bread, I'm going to put on some turkey, and I'm going to leave everything else off. I'm going to maybe put some mustard on there, some other condiments that have no fat. What's going to happen is I'm going to be hungry because the fat is something that's going to help me sustain my hunger. The other thing that's going to happen is I don't have the essential ingredients and the nutrients that is necessary for me to build a stronger metabolism and sustain hunger. So, two choices. One, you could put an essential fat on your sandwich. Essential fat could be a slice of avocado. It could be mayonnaise made with avocado. Or you could have a side of nuts. And now you have a complete meal. Your meal has a carbohydrate, it has a protein, and it has an essential fat. This person will not be hungry simply by adding this essential fat. And a really good amount of fat to add to each meal is about 20 grams of fat. Now let's go back to the other person. The other person hears fat. They want to add fat to their diet. So they choose to add a big slice of Swiss cheese. Now that sounds delightful and delicious. And the Swiss cheese has 20 grams of fat. However, cheese is an animal fat. And as you know, cheese coagulates. When we melt cheese, it's loose, but in the form of refrigerated cheese, it's firm. Cheese, unfortunately, is a non-essential fat. I'm not going to call it a bad fat because you could have it in moderation. However, the cheese is not going to help this person sustain hunger. The cheese is not going to help this person in any way lose weight, build a stronger metabolism, or have a lift in energy. What I'm suggesting is the person that's putting cheese on their sandwich can certainly have cheese, but it should be in limit. And there should also be some essential fat included. So the best thing to do if you want to have your cheese is to limit your cheese and put a little bit of cheese on, and then also include your essential fat. The problem that we have is we over cheese because cheese is good. And now we have way too much fat in our diets. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about the facts about fat. And fat can be good for us. I had an epiphany one day. I was out to breakfast with my two older daughters, and we went out to a little morning cafe, and I ordered an omelet, and the waitress misunderstood me. I ordered an egg white omelet. And this was kind of back in the day when I was a little bit more fat phobic before I was a nutritionist. So I had her hold the egg white, the yolks rather. And so the yolk of an egg is actually a good fat. It's considered a healthy fat. And so the waitress brought the omelet, and it came to me, and it was yellow. But I didn't want to send it back, so I went ahead and ate it. To my surprise, 3-4 hours had passed, and I wasn't hungry. So I'm driving around 3-4 hours later thinking to myself, gosh, I should probably have something to eat. I haven't had anything to eat yet. I was so used to being hungry after my plain egg white omelet that I was surprised that the two yolks, which totaled maybe 100 calories, had sustained my hunger that much. So it was a really eye-opening epiphany again that we hold the fat when it's such a little amount of calories sometimes, yet it's a healthy fat that brought me omega-3s and it brought me all of these nutrients. And in years past, I had always put them off thinking that that was a bad fat, but in essence, it had saved me probably hundreds of calories because I was not grabbing at snacks throughout the day thinking that I would be hungry. So again, think of the quality and not so much the quantity. So let's talk about the other benefits of healthy fats. Not only will you be full longer, but you have a lower risk of heart disease and stroke, which I talked about. Your cholesterol levels will drop. And incidentally, I have had high cholesterol my whole life, which is shocking, being that I'm a distance runner and I'm not overweight, but my parents both have high cholesterol. And my entire life I've had high cholesterol. I recently started adding flax seeds to my diet every day, religiously. 2 full tablespoons of full flax seeds to my diet for no reason besides I wanted to add healthy fat to each meal. My cholesterol dropped 25 points. And I truly believe it is because of those flax seeds. And there's a lot of research that shows that. So your cholesterol levels will drop while your HDL, your happy cholesterol, will go up. It will also create and prevent abnormal heart rhythms from happening. It will lower your triglycerides. It will lower your blood pressure and also create less of a chance of hardening and narrowing of your arteries. But a great benefit is weight loss. And I see this all the time. I would say probably 80% of people that start my program will automatically eliminate fat off the program, even though the meals have it on there. For example, there's a breakfast on my plan that is yogurt, berries, and walnuts and flax seeds. People will follow the plan, all of a sudden stop losing weight. I will check their food log, and all of a sudden I see that they have omitted the walnuts and the flax seeds. I continue on to look at their lunch, and I notice that they've omitted the avocado. I continue on, and I notice they've omitted the peanut butter from the shake. And so right away, I see that this person must have a fat phobia. So once I explain to them the importance of healthy fat, and they start adding it back into their diet, it is just instant. We start seeing the loss. I have a lady that has lost 35 pounds, and she's been stuck now, kind of a plateau. And I went on her food log, and same thing. I noticed her fats were a little lower than they should have been. So we had the fat talk, and she started increasing the fats. And I kid you not, the next day, her body weight dropped. We need fat to lose fat. So a couple more sources: sunflower seeds, sesame seeds, pumpkin seeds. Don't forget poppy seeds, any kind of seeds, chia seeds. Keep in mind that fatty fish, such as salmon, is also going to be included as a healthy fat. Don't be afraid of avocados. I think I went 20 years without eating one because I was afraid of avocado. And keep in mind, everything in moderation. So a good amount of avocado is about a third of an avocado, which again turns out to be about 20 grams of fat. And then as far as the unhealthy fats, the non-essential fats, I like to tell my clients to treat those like accessories. Accessories are fun. We like to wear hats. We like to wear scarves. We like to wear belts and bracelets, but you shouldn't overdo it. You kind of look like a clown if you do that, right? So we don't want to overdo the non-essentials. So if you're putting cheese on your sandwich, limit that. You don't want to wear three hats, right? If you're putting, a little butter or ghee on your eggs or on your bread, in moderation. If you start piling it on, that's where it becomes a problem. And that you should absolutely limit. Fried food, fried chicken, any kind of vegetable shortening, those are all considered non-essential. And if you do have high cholesterol or you are somebody that is overweight, those are the ones you want to stay away from. And to be clear, cottage cheese, Greek yogurt, any kind of animal fat, even though the cottage cheese and the Greek yogurt are healthy ingredients because they have the healthy protein, the fat that comes from the cottage cheese and the fat that comes from the Greek yogurt, that fat is not considered a healthy fat. The fat that comes from those sources is still considered a non-essential fat. So don't be confused by that. The cottage cheese and the Greek yogurt, what you're getting from that that's healthy is the protein. The fat that comes from that is still considered non-essential. But again, remember, everything in moderation. You're not getting a whole lot of it. So one thing, coconut oil. This is a big controversial topic. Is coconut oil considered a healthy fat? Well, coconuts are healthy, right? And obviously it comes from nature, it's a tree, but shocking to the world, coconut oil is considered a saturated fat. It will increase your HDL levels. It's a really confusing one. So although it's saturated, which means it coagulates, it will coat your arteries, but it will also increase your happy cholesterol. So it's a hard one. So the bottom line with the coconut oil is use it, but sparingly. It will help your cholesterol, but if you use it too much, it can clog your arteries. So people that think that coconut oil is super healthy and use it all the time should not. It should be used in moderation. It should be used like an essential, non-essential rather, and used sparingly. Same thing with ghee. Ghee is basically made by melting butter. Basically, they've taken out all the milk from the ghee. It is still considered a non-essential fat. So I hope you have found clarity. I hope that you enjoy some fat, but I hope that you enjoy the happy and healthy one. Enjoy your day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running.